Tens of thousands of U.S. civilians are in Iraq working for private contractors and making up an enormous part of the U.S. presence there. The incentives are obvious. An unskilled worker in Iraq earns about $100,000 a year, and an engineering graduate earns up to $400,000. They work as security forces, trainers, truck drivers, and civil engineers, among other things. Commentator Austin Bay argues that the presence of contractors in Iraq is not helping the armed forces.
One of the bright ideas of the 1980s and 1990s was privatizing what the military calls combat service support, work like heavy construction, food service, and fuel supply. Analysts thought civilian expertise could get many support jobs done faster and more cheaply than, quote-unquote, old-fashioned military units. The military would run the combat end of the business. It would be a mistake to privatize the guns. But the support business, let contractors handle that. And budgeteers anticipated another long-term saving, fewer military retirees and fewer pensions. First in Bosnia, now in Iraq and Afghanistan, key military support functions have been provided by contractors. Even some of the gun work has gone private, with civilian security firms providing armed guards. But war is inevitably the make-or-break test of military ideas that look so promising in peacetime. And in a long slog war that takes us through the planet's hard corners, civilian contractors can be a liability on the battlefield. The contractors I've met are dedicated, competent professionals. But a contract company simply isn't a military outfit. A support unit staffed by troops maintains its own security 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But contractors have to be protected by soldiers, doubling personnel costs. When soldiers provide combat service support, their status as combatants is clear under the law of land warfare. The status of contractors is not clear, particularly if they carry arms. The private contractors who've been murdered or taken hostage in Iraq tragically illustrate these risks. I've long argued that we need to rebalance the support forces by adding more active duty military personnel. One solution is to create peacekeeping brigades, a mix of military police, engineers, military transportation, and service support units. Specialized contractors would be plugged in as needed. Yes, this would be expensive in manpower and dollars, but it is crucial to victory in a war where we are trying to change political and economic conditions in a failed state. President Bush says we need to stay on the offense against our terrorist enemies. Nation building and developmental aid are key strategic components of that offense. The sustained support operations underway in Iraq and Afghanistan rely too heavily on contractors and reserve units. In fact, there's an old John Wayne movie called The Fighting Seabees. It's about a World War II Navy construction battalion. The Seabees still readily move from running concrete to running combat operations. Troops who can instantly trade spades for rifles are a military asset we need more of on today's global battlefield.
The comments of Austin Bay, a nationally syndicated columnist and novelist.